That doesn't mean that you're a psychopath, because the ones that we're going to talk about, they're kind of.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting study that was done, and that's why we love villains so much.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Here and Now We Think. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Valen.
And I'm one of your other hosts. My name is Sophie.
And today we're going to talk about, with a very dark and mysterious voice, let's do it, Sophie. Villains. Yeah, we're going to talk about villains, why we love them, and a study that was posted about the reason why we love them so much. Okay.
So there was a study that was posted saying that there's this psychological reason as to why we love the villains that we love. And that has to do with something that happens in our subconscious, where we see a villain doing something and we take pleasure in seeing them do that because we ourselves can't do that because of our society. So this, I mean, we're not psychologists or anything, but the study goes way into more depth about that. So it's really, really interesting. So if you have a favorite villain, maybe it's a good question to ask yourself, maybe why you love that villain so much.
I'm like, oh no, I don't want to think about that. I really don't, but yes.
But you're a Slytherin, so it makes sense.
Oh my God. You make me seem like I'm a really bad person.
You're not, though. You're a good Slytherin.
Yeah, I'm a good Slytherin. Yes. Okay, but let's clear something up. That doesn't mean that you're a psychopath, because the ones that we're going to talk about, they're kind of so.
Yeah, they're crazy.
It doesn't mean that we are psychopaths, okay, guys?
Yeah, so it's just an interesting study that was done, and that's why we love villains so much. It's something really cool, and because we know that they're not real, of course. We know that what's happening isn't actually affecting the real world. We just enjoy seeing something that's not real, something evil, something fun. We think it's interesting. We both chose two villains that we think are very interesting, and we're going to talk about them for a little bit.
So my go for it. Mine is Darth Vader. I know it's kind of common, I know, but there's a reason why we all love Darth Vader. I mean, I really find fascinating his story, because in some way it shows us how important is feeling loved, and in some way being accepted. Essentially, it's like, yeah, like one of the essentials of growing up, I think, feeling that love of the people that you care. Of course, I mean, he has a problem. I don't know if you know, but I think you do. A lot of psychologists, when they teach psychology, they show Darth Vader as an example of someone who has a borderline personality disorder. It's very interesting because throughout his history, no, we see that, although, I mean, he's a horrible person, we're not gonna argue that he's a horrible person. At the end of the line, he's also a person who is very scared of dying, no, and someone who he was always trying to fit in. I mean, that's why at the end, no, he redeems himself, no? I saw videos and all that explaining a lot of things about his character. And someone said that, I think it's also true, I agree on that, that Luke didn't redeem him. He gave them the possibility to him redeem himself in some way, showing him like, okay, you're my father, I love you, even though you're a horrible person, I see the good in you. I saw a clip at the end when Luke said, okay, like, no, I need to save you. No, I can't leave, I need to save you. And Darth Vader was, no, but you saved me already, no? And it's like, wow, no, how, it's amazing. That part was like, ah! It's amazing how, yeah, that scene, we can see how Darth Vader redeemed himself and was like, okay, like, he can really love me, he's choosing me, no, and maybe he kind of like let go of that anger, all of the issues he had, even maybe guilt. I think it kind of show us a little bit that if you have the right people around you, if you have people that love you, even though you commit, I'm not gonna say murder, but even though you mess up, they still love you and they still choose you. No, I think that is very important, because sometimes if people believe in you, maybe you believe in yourself sometimes.
That's a good one. I love Darth Vader. Yeah. His story is very, very sad.
I know.
But anyway, he's a good one. Well, you? My first one, again, this does not mean that the villain that you choose does not mean that you are a psychopath.
No. No.
And in my case, it does not mean that I want half of the universe gone. But I chose Thanos
Oh.
from Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think, yeah, I know. I think he was amazing as a villain. I never rooted for him in the ways that I was like, oh yeah, I wish I want him to win or anything. But I think they did a really good job at, I don't know, at showing, I guess, just that how powerful he was and how he kind of, he really was a problem for everyone, you know, because even the strongest Avengers couldn't go against him. And at first you're like, oh my God, you hate this guy. And you're like, why is he like this? But it keeps the story interesting. You know, it keeps everything fresh. You really don't know what's going to happen, who's going to survive, who isn't. And I think a good villain really does, you know, raise the stakes, you know, and you're like, oh crap, like what's going to happen? And I think he does a really good job of that. And also when we get to learn why he does what he does, you
That
don't say
makes
like,
you.
oh, he's right. But you do say like, well, now you understand his reasoning. Like you understand, okay, well maybe he's not entirely wrong. It's just that what he's doing is wrong.
I mean,
Yeah. But well,
it
for those
was.
that maybe don't know a little bit, like Thanos wanted to snap half of the universe because he lived in a planet which was overpopulated, right? So there were limited resources and everyone was suffering. But if half of the people had died, then that mean every the other half could live well.
Good.
And so he sees it as a sacrifice that is necessary. But I don't know. I think it's a great story. And his whole like playing God in a way, you know, killing half of of everything is so good. It's such a good story, I think.
It's very interesting. And again, like you said, he really raises the he raises the stakes. I mean,
He did.
I really don't know what villain will help him with Marvel. I mean,
Oh
is
yeah, we
there
don't.
a
There has to be. There has to be, but I wonder how they,
and
I don't know. It's interesting to see what they'll come up with.
and he was like at the beginning, you know, like he was always there, you know. So that's, I mean, it's going to be very interesting looking at what do they have to fight
Yeah,
in
it's gonna
the
be.
future. But yeah.
All right, well, who's your second villain?
My second villain is another one who has a mental illness. That doesn't mean I'm crazy. But again, I mean, he's a classic, but I think everyone would agree with me. The Joker. I mean, he's such a complex character. I don't even know where to start talking about him. I mean, again, like I
Wait, you're
said,
talking about
the
the Joaquin
Joker,
Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yes. But yeah, again, he has a mental illness. I'm not going to talk about which one it is because there are a lot of different opinions, and I'm not a psychologist, so I'm not going to talk about that. But yeah, yesterday with my mom, that she is a psychologist, we started talking about a little bit of like, well, you know, when well, I think we talked a little bit about this the other day, but I discussed with my mom saying like, okay. Oh, okay. Wait. Let me. Okay. So maybe this is because of how Joaquin made the character come alive and how the movie was made. But in some way, this is really bad what I'm going to say, but in some way, they made us empathize with a psycho and being like, oh, I mean, society is broken. Society is really bad. We are all very selfish and we destroy humanity. Basically, that's a little bit what I thought. But then my question was, no, whether society made the Joker or does he decide whether or not to become the Joker? And again, watching some videos and talking with my mom, I came with a conclusion that I think you're going to agree with me. We decide whether to do our next move or not, whether to kill someone or not. I mean, it's very that this is why I love him so much because it's so well. No, I don't love him. I love the character and how complex it is. No, but like he had a terrible life. I mean, I think you can't. I mean, you really can't go any worse. I don't know, but it was horrible how he grew up and everything. No, so it's like you. This is it's like yeah it's so complicated because you know like okay he I mean and also like he wanted to feel better it's very complicated. This is why I don't know. I mean when he decided to kill someone, that's when he really felt joy, and that's the problem, you know. And I think that's why it's very important, I think, to take care. I don't know, it's I don't know, we're not gonna talk about mental illness and all that, but I mean I mean I don't know what you think, but
What I love about that movie is that I think, yes, it does raise the question of whether society was to blame, whether he was to blame. And I feel like, in part, society also does need to take a little bit of responsibility a
Responsibility.
little
Yeah.
bit,
Yeah.
in how we treat other people who have mental illnesses and things like that in our current day.
Yeah.
Whole other topic, whole other thing. but I think what that film did so good is that you leave the film and I was so sad when I left,
Oh yeah,
you know?
it's not
And I
good. You
think,
don't feel good.
yeah, I don't think I've ever felt that with a villain before, where I leave and I'm like, oh, like like you're uncomfortable because they make the film seem like something that could happen in real life. You know, it's not like, oh, okay, this is a fictional world. This is Gotham City. This is, you know, there's no such thing as Batman. There's no such thing as things. You know, he was a very real person, a
Yeah.
very real issue with very real possibilities happening. And I think that's why we become so uncomfortable with that, because
Yeah.
it's no longer this disassociation with, oh, okay, no, he's on TV. It's fake, you know. It's like a, oh, okay. And you
This
get
could
to really
really
see
happen.
firsthand. Yeah, you get to see firsthand not only his suffering, but also the ultimate suffering that he brings to others. And I think he does a good job at that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's amazing. It's
He
amazing.
deserved that Oscar. He definitely deserved
He,
it.
yes, he did. But yeah, which one is your last
My last villain is one that traumatized me when I was a kid. I think I saw this movie way too early, Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh
I remember when I
no.
was a kid, my brother loves Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
My dad does too. And so they would watch the movies, and I remember I was so young, and every time his scene came up, I was just terrified. It was just like the big eyes, the fact that he would like wanted to eat them. I don't know, just his whole persona was just creepy. But as I grew older and I watched the movies again, he's another villain that you kind of feel sorry for. When you watch it, you're like, oh, poor guy. Like he's because you really see him struggling between, okay, should I kill these people and stay with the ring, or should I be very loyal and like grow out of this, you know, because Frodo truly believes in that he could be a better person. Of course he was wrong in the end, but I think he's a really good one. He's not the main
Yeah.
villain. He's like this kind of secondary villain, but he does really good, and they did a really good job, I think, at portraying him, and his story is really interesting. It's just the classic greed. All he wants is power, and he's blinded
Yeah.
by that. But I like a classic villain. So
No, yeah. I think a lot of the maybe not I don't I want I don't want to say all of villains, but they're very broken. But
yes.
I mean, maybe all of them, they're very broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people, well, like the study said, right? That you sort of find something in them that you connect with.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that they're serial killers or whatever, but sometimes it's, you know, they had a hard time growing up, or they had a hard time fitting in, they had a hard time, you know, other things, or they have a problem with greed and all these things that you're like, oh, you know, that humanity that they have in them that kind of calls out to us, because we're, you know, we're like, oh, well, quote, although we don't
Forward.
agree with the things that they do.
Yeah, no,
That's
yeah.
why I love villains. Villains are the backbone to a story. If you don't have a good
Good
villain,
villain, you don't
then
have a good
it's just not
movie.
interesting.
No,
You know,
no.
that's what made, I think, Avengers like so amazing, because we were like, okay, this guy truly, truly killed half of the people. He really did it.
He really did it,
You
yeah.
know, yeah, there's a real risk. Villains that do that, I think, are just always very interesting to follow. And
Yes, indeed.
so that concludes our podcast on villain. If you guys want to see more about villains, Loki is going to come out. Well, by the time this podcast has come out, it's already on Disney Plus. So make sure to go check it out.
Yes.
And make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, which is where we're going to be posting about all these types of things.
Yes, but actually, we have a new thing that it's our blog. The link is going to be in our Instagram, so go check it out.
Make sure to check out
Hopefully.
all the other episodes that we have on the
Oh yes,
podcast.
that is true. And yeah, of course, always like we always say we want to hear your opinion. So come DM us. I don't know, send us an email. I don't know. So yes, tell us. What is your favorite villain and why in our Instagram post that we did?
Yeah, thanks for joining us on this episode, and we hope to see you in the next one.
In the next one.
Bye.
Bye bye.